So, and Jagai and Madhai sometimes would listen to Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan at night. And in their drunken stupor, they would dance upon with the Kirtan. And so this is how probably they also developed their good fortune. And but one day when Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur went near them, so they asked, "Who are you?" And Nityananda Prabhu, like a child, he said, I'm the Avadhut. That means I'm the person who lost his consciousness in his spiritual ecstasy. And upon hearing the name Avadhut, they became so upset that Madhai picked up his clay pot that he was drinking from, and he hit Nityananda Prabhu with that on his head. And Nityananda Prabhu started to bleed. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that, then immediately he was informed. So he came out. And he was so furious that he immediately called Sudarshan Chakra, and he was about to kill him. And Jagai and Madhai saw the Sudarshan come. And they, Jagai then fell at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. And Nityananda Prabhu, also seeing that situation, he reminded, "My Lord, in this age you are supposed to conquer everyone with your love. You are not going to use your weapon to kill the demons. So please be merciful upon them." And Nityananda Prabhu told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Madhai was about to hit me again, but Jagai actually stopped him. So upon hearing that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so pleased. He said, "Anyone who protects Nityananda, I am sold out to him." So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to deliver Jagai or forgive Jagai. But he said, because Madhai hurt him, I'm not going to deliver him. I'm not going to bestow my mercy. So when Madhai fell at his feet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, "I'm not going to bestow, I'm not going to have any compassion and mercy for you. You are." So, but if Nityananda forgives you, and immediately Nityananda Prabhu actually embraced Madhai. And this is how both Jagai and Madhai was accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. And who are these Jagai and Madhai? Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. So in other three yugas, the Lord killed them. But in this age, in the age of Kali, the Lord accepted them as his devotees. So in this way, Jagai and Madhai was delivered. And that had a tremendous reaction in Navadvipa. Everyone became surprised that Jagai and Madhai now became saints. Like Madhai feeling so guilty that he hurt Nityananda Prabhu, that he used to just sit on the bank of the Ganges, and when people would come to the Ganges to take bath, he used to just serve them, washing their feet, making arrangements for their bath. So that Madhai's heart is still there on Ganga. There are two other thieves also Nityananda Prabhu delivered. There are also two other very, very terrible demons. That is, after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, Nityananda Prabhu one day came to Shachi Mata's house, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house. And Shachi Mata requested, "Nityananda, you stay here. Because by seeing you, I feel consoled to some extent. So you please stay here for some time." So Nityananda Prabhu, being instructed by Sachi Mata in this way, decided to stay in Navadvipa. But he decide to stay in the house, little far away, in an isolated place, in the house of a devotee called Hiranya Pandit. And Nityananda Prabhu used to be dressed in a gorgeous way. He used to wear blue silk clothes. He used to wear a very beautiful turban decorated with flowers. And he used to wear ornaments. His whole body was actually decorated with ornaments. Nice necklaces and bracelets and whatever it's called. Baju band, that bracelet churi, that goes in there, like, and ankle bells. So, and they all are made from most precious jewels and gold. So some thieves thought that let us steal these ornaments from him. This person is so well decorated. In one hand, he is a sannyasi, but look how he is dressed, wearing all this fancy jewelries and things. So they won't let us go and steal from his house. And as it is, where he is staying is quite isolated, that place. So one night we'll go and steal from him. So they were waiting and for the nightfall, and at night they were just there, and they saw that they were chanting, they were taking after taking prasad, they all were chanting. So they were waiting for everyone to fall asleep. But in the meantime, the Jogamaya made all the thieves fall asleep. So all of them just fell asleep, and in the morning, when they woke up, with the crowing, with the cawing of the crows and the birds, and they started to wonder what happened. Like, we are supposed to steal from their house, and so the leader of that group, who also was a brahmana, so he said, maybe because we did not worship Chandi, another form of Kali, the dacoits usually worship. Maybe because we didn't worship Chandi, became angry and made us fall asleep. So that night, they worshipped Chandi very nicely and came to steal from. And they came with various weapons, and they were about to kill everybody who came on their way. In this way, they prepared. But when they came, they saw there were some powerful looking guards. They were carrying all kinds of very, very powerful weapons. They were going guarding them. So they became worried. Oh. Because they saw that one guard could take care of 100 of them in no time. So that night they also became very, very worried and decided not to venture into that. And they thought that maybe some rich man has come to their house and these are his guards, because many rich people are following this person. So we'll come some other day when the guards will not be there. So on the third day, when they came, it was a new moon night. It was completely dark. But as soon as they came near the house, they all became blind. They couldn't see anything. As it is, it was dark, and now they became blind. And they fell in all different kind of ditches and places, and scorpions and insects started to bite them. And some fell on the heap of thorns, and not only that, then all of a sudden it started a hailstorm. A big hail started to fall, beating them. Actually, Indra became so upset with them that he sent this hailstorm, and they were they are completely devastated. And then that leader, he said that we must have, this must be a very, very exalted personality. So let us not think badly about them, rather let them go and surrender. So this is how the thieves came and surrendered to Nityananda. And they became their his devotees. So after that, Nityananda Prabhu, on the occasion of Jagannath's chariot festival, went to Jagannath Puri. And he stayed there with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that he should come back to Bengal. He said, you go back to Bengal because you have to preach, you have to deliver the food. And then he told him, and you get married. Nityananda Prabhu's response was, I'm just an instrument in your hand. So whatever you want, I'll do. So without any hesitation, he accepted the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although he actually wanted to stay with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. But he came back to Bengal, and one day he went to the house of Suryadas Sakhyal, one brahmana who used to live in Ambika Kalna. Ambika Kalna is the other side of Shantipur. Advaita Acharya used to live in this side of the Ganges, and the other side of the Ganges was Ambika Kalna. And there was this personality, Suryadas Sakhyal. So Nityananda Prabhu went there with one of his very intimate associates, Uddharandatta Thakur. Actually, Nityananda Prabhu's 12 cowherd boys are Nityananda Prabhu's most intimate associate. Krishna, Balaram's most intimate associate. So these 12 cowherd boys also came and they became Nityananda Prabhu's associate. And one of them was Uddharandatta Thakur, who was a very exalted merchant in a place called Triveni. So along with Uddharandatta Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu went to Suryadas Sakhyal's house, and he went and told him, look, I want to marry your daughter. So Suryadas Sakhyal's immediate reaction was, it has been described, it's after all this pastime when it's all happening in Jeremiah's arrangement. He said, look, I don't know what your caste is. Even among the Brahmins, there was a caste consideration. High-class Brahmin wouldn't give their daughters to a low-class Brahmin. So he said that, we don't know what your caste is, and so we do not know your jati, caste, kul, line of heritage, and so I'm sorry, I can't offer your daughter. So Nityananda Prabhu was fine, so he left. But something happened to his daughter, whose name was Janava. She fainted. She just fainted. And the doctor was called in, the wait. And the doctor said that we won't be able to make him survive. We won't be able to cure her. So her condition was, it was taken for granted that she was going to die. So she was taken to the Ganges. And at that time, Suryadas Sakhyal's brother, Goridas said that, look, why did she all of a sudden faint like that? That we must have committed a great offense to Nityananda. So whatever he wanted, offer it to him. So Suryadas said, well, if she is already dead, so let's call him. So Nityananda came, and amazingly, as the freak fragrance of Nityananda's body entered into Janava's nostrils, she gained her consciousness. And she just sat up and said, "Where am I?" And feeling very embarrassed being in that situation, there were other people there and she was just lying there, unkempt. So she just ran inside the house. So then she just said, "Look, please accept my daughter as your wife." And this is how, with great pomp, Nityananda Prabhu was married to Janava Devi. Janava Devi had a younger sister also. Her name was Vasudha Devi. So Vasudha, one day Vasudha was serving Nityananda Prabhu and serving prasad. And at that time her sari from her head slipped off. So a young unmarried girl doesn't always covers her head. So feeling very embarrassed, and she was serving with two hands, and her sari slipped off from her head. So she manifested two other arms to put her sari in place. And so Nityananda Prabhu then told Suridas Sarkhel that, "Look, as a dowry, I want your younger daughter." So this is how Nityananda Prabhu got married to these two sisters, Janava Devi and Vasudha Devi. Janava Devi, as you know, didn't have any children, but Vasudha Devi had. Vasudha Devi bore some children of Nityananda Prabhu, and most prominent of them was Birachandra. And Birachandra Prabhu actually took up all, was very, very dear to Nityananda Prabhu, and he took up the mission of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he did extensive preaching all throughout Bengal those days. And of course, as you know, Janava Mata became actually the leader of the Vaishnava community at that time. After Nityananda Prabhu left, Janava Mata, Janava Devi, became the head of the Vaishnava community. So this is how Nityananda Prabhu performed his most wonderful pastimes. And when you speak about Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes, we have to remember that Ananta Shesh, with his unlimited mouth for unlimited time, is describing the glory of Nityananda Prabhu. How much can we speak about him with our limited ability in such a limited span of time? But let us become absorbed in the thoughts of Nityananda Prabhu, his most wonderful qualities and most wonderful activities. And one thing that we must remember, that we cannot approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. The example is Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu many times. He was the son of a very rich man and he was running away from home to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and each time he was arrested and brought back to the family. But when he met Nityananda Prabhu addressed him as a thief. And as you know, the punishment was that he'll have to feed all the devotees with chip rice and yogurt, Chiradati festival. And the consideration is, why he was addressed as a thief? Why did Nityananda Prabhu call him a thief? The reason is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nityananda Prabhu's property. So Raghunath was trying to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without the permission of Nityananda. Therefore, we have to understand, having the eye, we may hide Radha Krishna Paite Naya. Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot get Radha Krishna. Who is Radha Krishna? Radha Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, since we are followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we must remember that in order to approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first we have to have the permission and blessing of Srimad Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master. Balaram is the original spiritual master, and in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Balaram came as Nityananda Prabhu. So he is our original spiritual master. And all the spiritual masters are actually Nityananda Prabhu's representatives. Whoever distributes Krishna prema, whoever wants to distribute Krishna consciousness, he must do it as a representative of Srimad Nityananda Prabhu, an agent of Srimad Nityananda Prabhu. Srimad Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Nityananda Trayadasi ki. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki. Aur Premananda.